nonprofits in the area. Help out where you can. We appreciate you doing so. Great show, Terry. Thanks so much. We'll get out of here. You guys have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour in Ukraine, where officials say at least 49 civilians, including at least one child, have been killed in a Russian attack in eastern Kharkiv. Rockets hit a store and a cafe in the village of Rosa, where a spokesman for President Zelensky says victims had gathered for a commemorative ceremony. Zelensky is in Spain meeting with European leaders. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Volodymyr Zelensky is rallying more support from Western allies, addressing the U.S. Congress's failure to approve more assistance.
As for political storms, I'm confident in America.
Today, President Biden is holding a national security meeting focused on Ukraine. He also said he will soon give a major speech on the importance of supporting Ukraine.
The question of more U.S. aid to Ukraine is up in the air after House Speaker McCarthy was stripped of his leadership position this week. Reports of overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, and violence at Georgia's Fulton County Jail will come into focus as a state Senate subcommittee announces it'll begin an investigation 3 months after the U.S. Justice Department launched its own probe. Senator Randy Robertson.
A lot of times these problems are caused either by funding, management, or in the court systems. And we'll be looking at all of these things.
Six people have died in custody in Fulton County since the end of July. The Homeland Security Secretary is taking a surprising cue from the Trump presidential era and paving the way for construction of up to 20 additional miles of barriers at the southern border. CBS's Jared Hill.
The about-face by the Biden administration comes as a shock to environmental groups. The wall would run through public lands that are habitats of endangered species and plants.
Secretary of State Blinken in Mexico today, meeting with leaders there on the rise in migration, arms, and fentanyl trafficking. The Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded this morning to
the Norwegian author Jon Fosse for his innovative plays and prose which give voice to the unsayable.
He's been compared to Henrik Ibsen, Samuel Beckett, even the late Beatle George Harrison. Fosse says he's overwhelmed and grateful. New information on ADHD's impact on driving. Here's CBS's Michael George.
Researchers at Columbia University say ADHD patients aged 65 and older were twice as likely to report traffic tickets and crashes. Although ADHD is often considered a childhood ailment, it can persist and affect people through adulthood.
The Dow is down 11 points, S&P off 8. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. ND Paper in Buren won an award at the recent CEDA Awards last month in Wausau. The Community and Economic Development Award, or CEDA, ceremony was held on September 28th. The Wisconsin Economic Development Association, or WEDA, established these awards to recognize economic development projects and businesses that make significant contributions to Wisconsin's economy. ND Paper won the Business Retention and Expansion Award. Since the conversion in 2018 to lightweight recycled packaging products, they've retained over 315 jobs and increased wages for incumbent workers. There's open skating today at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. Public skate times are 10:30 to noon. The first Donuts and Discussions has been scheduled for WRPS. All parents of students with disabilities are invited on Friday, October 13th to the district office from 9 to 10 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 68. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
So it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning, and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Yep. Jane in for Kristen. Greg Bach is on the board. And new mom, hopefully, the plan is, Greg Bach, that Kristen will join us next Wednesday from 10:30 to 11 right now is kind of the plan. And we'll do a little news update with her, and then we'll get a baby Francis update. And that's what we're shooting for right now.
That makes me excited.
I know. I'm really excited about that. I don't know if she will share Francis on the StreamYard, but that remains a work in progress. So we'll let you know more details about that. Got a great show coming your way today. Hey, coming up this hour at 10:50, you can win a $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is $100 for you to do whatever you want with it. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, convenient service. And for a limited time only, Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Go to your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details. So you want to be listening for the sound of breaking glass.
Do you want me to play it once?
No.
All right.
When you hear the sound of breaking glass,
all right,
you want to call 844-967-2789. And we're just going to pick a random winner.
Yeah. Random.
We're just random. You don't have to...
Like the universe.
You don't have to justify what you're going to do with the money. You can just get your $100 and then we'll have a little chat. So that's coming up. Yeah, coming up at 10:50. Next hour at 11:06, and I'm looking forward to this. There was an article about stay-at-home dads in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Greg and I were talking about this off the air, and you happen to know someone.
I actually know a few stay-at-home dads. One of my closest friends in life and comedy, Mr. J. Tyler Menz, is a stay-at-home father for two little girls, and he'll be joining us to talk about that as far as the challenges, expectations, stereotypes, those kinds of things. And he'll join us at the top of the second hour.
Yeah. And if you're a stay-at-home dad or you know someone who's a stay-at-home dad, we would love to hear from you too.
Yeah.
Just about your experiences and, like Greg said, the different challenges, the different expectations, perhaps. That's coming up at 11:06. 11:33, Paul Noonan will be joining us, regular contributor for the SB Nation Packer website, Acme Packing Company, and as well as the Baseball Prospectus in Milwaukee. He's coming up at 11:33. But we are still going to start with some sports, Greg Bach. This did not go the way everyone had hoped.
Oh, it didn't go anywhere near the way we hoped, expected, wanted. It was embarrassing.
Was it embarrassing?
Yes, it was absolutely embarrassing.
Diamondbacks beat the Brewers 5-2. The Brewers are out.
Swept. Two games out of three. We got Artukas handed to us in the first game. We blew a 3-run lead and then ended up losing that game. And it was frustrating. I am, as a fan.
And I know you are a huge fan.
Yeah. So it's weird because I'm not a business. I don't own any part of the Brewers. I'm not a player. I don't have anything invested other than my time and my energy. But I am very frustrated because, yes, have we won the division many times? Yes, we have. Have we been taken out in the first round many times? Yes. And that is why...
That's a big part of the frustration, isn't it? That this seems like deja vu.
Yeah, because it's generally known that the NL Central it's not the strongest division. You got strong teams. You can, the Cardinals will play well, and the Cubs will play well. We will play well, but it's pretty well known that once we leave our division in any sort of post game, we tend to fall apart. And the closest we got was 2018, and we made it to Game 7 of the NLCS. I'm still proud of that, but even still, there was no reason why we couldn't have won. There's no reason why in the past 5 years we shouldn't have a World Series championship ring. It just seems to always just, we poop the bed, and it's disheartening. And there's a bigger implication now because of the Brewers Stadium.
Absolutely.
And we were talking about this before the show. You know, they want money, and we're going to give it to them. Why? Why at this point?
$600 million.
Yeah.
They want $600 million in public money.
Yeah. You want our money. I want you to make me want you to stay here. That's what I want.
That sounds like a rock song.
It's, yeah, a Cheap Trick better not sue me. I'm just at the point now where if this is going to be our thing, to me, there's not much of a difference between a losing season and this, because it's disappointment no matter what. And I think any Brewers fan who's really dyed in the wool at this point was hopeful but not optimistic. And that sucks.
It does suck.
That sucks. Why does Atlanta and Los Angeles, man, they crush. They crush. And they're probably one of those two teams is going to go to the World Series. If they don't, it's a huge upset. But one of those two series, most likely, in my opinion, Atlanta is going to go to the World Series. Why can't it be us?
Will this change, do you think, the discussion about the funding for the stadium?
I don't know, because I think at the end of the day, the Brewers will dangle the possibility of leaving over our heads, and neither the Democrats or the Republicans, which this really isn't an issue anyways up between the parties, neither one of them wants the Brewers to leave on their watch.
Or to be the one blamed for losing the team, right?
Exactly. You had Tony Evers with a deal that, while I wasn't a huge fan of, was more fiscally responsible. The Republicans said no. Now, the Republicans have a deal that is just blowing up everything, and they're doing it to say, well, we want the Brewers to stay. Well, then why didn't you get on board? This is not a partisan issue. This is about the fans, the players, the economic impact. So is this a bargaining chip now? Can the state say, well, you guys aren't winning? But that doesn't, I mean, I don't know how I don't think Wisconsin elected officials are going to come at them and say, well, you're not winning. That's not just in us to do.
No, I don't see that either. It's like a bunch of losers. We're not going to give you any money. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Curious what you think now that the Brewers are out of the playoffs yet again. Is this going to affect the financing for AmFam Field? They want $600 million. I saw something else this morning that the Jacksonville Jaguars are asking for $1 billion for their stadium. $1 billion. It's remarkable to me. And then the same thing. And they're threatening that, you know, we're going to take our balls and we're going to go someplace else if you don't give us $1 billion.
Bye.
Just let them go?
Yeah. Somebody, some municipality has to stand up to them. Somebody. Some team. At some point, a mayor or a council or a council president or county supervisors, when they're coming at you with a $1 billion demand, get out. What are you bringing to us? What is our ROI on this?
Right.
$1 billion? Is it for a new stadium or for upgrades?
It's for upgrades.
What are you putting in there?
I know, right? gold-plated toilets or
actual
handles
Jaguars?
Yes, there's a Jaguar suite where it's just actual Jaguars.
I don't even understand.
And what does this loss now with the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks last night? What does this mean for Craig Counsell?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm in a very rageful and I told you this morning, you asked the question. I just said, I want them to fire him. Will I feel that way tomorrow or the next day? Probably not. But I feel like if you have a manager who could only take you to a certain level, and we've plateaued as a team then, because we only get to the first round of the playoffs and we lose. What does he have for us? Or not us. I'm not playing. No one wants that. What does he have for the team that can still take him to the next level? What is it? And is it more money in the payroll for better players? Keston Hira is not going to stay with the Brewers. He may stay with the Brewers if we pony up money, but he's elected to become a free agent. We are going to lose players because of this. And that is bad.
Yeah, that is bad. The whole idea is to build a team. And again, I thought in everything that I've heard and everything that I have read, this was a great team.
This was the most cohesive, in my opinion, the most cohesive, fun team we've had since 2018. That group was so connected in 2018, and I felt like that's where they were at with this team. There was so much fun. There was motivation and a hunger to win. And that last month and a half of the regular season, we really came out and showed it in those victories and crawling our way up to the top, staying really at the top of the division the entire season, mostly here and there, like losing it, but coming back and then coming out strong. We were like 7-8 games ahead.
Yeah. They looked really dominant. And all of the predictions, again, from just 2 days ago, were like, they can take this all the way and we're going to take it all the way. And I feel badly for all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I do. And the other thing that I didn't realize, too, in this $600 million that they're asking for, it would include winterizing AmFam Field so it could host concerts, basketball games, and other events during the offseason.
I'm not going to lie. I think that is a good investment. If you can open up that space for other people and during that time, yeah, I get that. I totally understand that, and it should be. If you can put concerts there, cool.
If you can, yeah. Why should it sit empty that whole time? Well, we're taking your pulse on the Brewers' sad loss last night to the Diamondbacks. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or you can text us. We are coming up to a break in just a little bit. We will take your calls and get your reactions to that really, really sad. Greg is sad. We're all sad. 5-2 loss.
So sad.
I know. 5-2 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks. We will be right back after the break. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maylock, every Thursday at 9 a.m. We'll be right back.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Jane Matmeyer in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck, the judger of yums, is on the board. And we are taking your phone calls and your texts at 844-967-2789 about the Brewers' sad loss last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks at AmFam Field. 5-2, the final score. You can call, you can text, check in how you're feeling about this and the $600 million that they still want. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. Good morning, Jack. What do you think?
Let me get this. The Brewers, last I read, are evaluated at $1.6 billion just for the team franchise. We already, as taxpayers, paying sales taxes in the Milwaukee area, put $250 million into building the stadium. They have players with multi-million-dollar salaries. Don't they make any profits from the stadium that should be put into maintenance? And now they want $600 million more. They aren't willing to, the Republicans in our legislature aren't willing to put anywhere near that amount of money into supporting our public schools. I think there might be a priority issue here.
No.
What do you guys think?
I think there would be a lot of people who would agree with you.
I think that's a very nuanced, difficult conversation to have. Therefore, who would listen?
Thank you for calling, Jack. 844-967-2789. Bill, our friend from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill.
Well, I'm glad they at least made it to the playoffs. And when you're in the wild card position, you're really not, how should I say, it's like in the NFL or whatever, you're not really into the game yet, but you at least got a shot with a wild card. I'm thankful for that. But as far as the tax implication, our buddy Fly Robin Fly from Madison has to realize if you want that kind of tax implication on Milwaukee, I think then, I don't have a problem with that, but then all tax revenue from Milwaukee goes back to Milwaukee. He can't put this game two ways. And Jack from Merrimack, man, you got to play what he just said one more time. he said it perfectly, better than I could say, about what's more important, guys, baseball or education. So I'll leave you with that thought, and thanks for giving me the airtime. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Anytime, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 262, speaking as a non-Brewers fan, the issue is the expansion of the playoffs that has made for these short series playoffs. Anyone can drop 2 out of 3 in that kind of series. I think the Brewers were better than the Diamondbacks. Don't let this playoff loss impact your feelings about the stadium.
You're not wrong. They had a better the Brewers had a better record than Arizona.
Yeah. Well, again, they were just hot. They were hot.
Yep.
541 checking in on the text line. Public school districts and daycare centers do not contribute to candidate campaigns. So why would they need more public funding? 844-967-2789. Brian from Maguanago is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, I'm really confused about one aspect that I can't seem to wrap my brain around. I swear I've heard it explained several times, but it doesn't make sense to me. The owner of the Brewers, I don't even want to try and say his name, but similar to many other sports teams owners, are billionaires. Am I mistaken?
He's not technically a billionaire. That's the funny thing. He's not, but he's still rich.
Yeah, see, that's where I was confused. I thought he was. But that's where I get confused, because a lot of these owners are billionaires, and then they got to come to the communities to ask for money. I don't understand that. They got a ton of money. Why can't they pay for it?
Well, and you bring up something interesting, and I think it was last week, Greg, that we had talked about this, that one of the co-owners or one of the members who's on the board for the Brewers just put his L.A. mansion up for sale for $73 million in California. It's 22,000 square feet. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
And you'd think that if they're all in that kind of situation, can't you just kick in up $100,000? That's lunch money.
He could winterize the stadium with that money.
People problems. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left before we go to the bottom of the hour news, and then we are going to move on. Texter from the 608, we were talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are asking for $1 billion to renovate their stadium. The Jaguars have wanted out for decades. They're just trying to figure out how to logistically make London work. I love the crew, and I desperately want them to stay, but this afternoon's meeting, where they're going to have a public hearing again about this public money for this stadium, would have gone over a bit easier if they had showed even a little life this week.
Wait, the London? Am I reading that correctly?
That is what it says. They're just trying to figure out how to logistically make London work.
The London Jaguars? I mean, well, that would make sense. Well, the London Rolls Royces? I don't know. I mean, that can't be a thing.
I don't know. Is there a lure from overseas for American style football?
They've been playing a game there a year for the past few years, and it sells out soccer stadiums, and people over there really enjoy American football. So I don't know. Then maybe Karina will get her wish. Finally, a world champion.
It will be. Well, that will be. Still not the whole world, but that's a whole other issue.
Well, you know.
All right, we're gonna move on. When we come back, there was a hearing yesterday in Madison about trans youth and transgender care for our kids. We're going to kick that around coming up next. Please stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The skeletal remains found in the Wisconsin River near Port Edwards in July of 2022 have been identified.
The Wood County Sheriff Department's investigation has continued, with more remains being recovered from that time through July of 2023. A lab in Texas was able to make a DNA match connected to Paul I. Christian. He was known to be from the Waupaca area and would have been 49 years old as of this year. Deputies met with Christian's family and they confirmed he has not been seen in several years. Police do not know why Paul would have been in Wood County. If you have information as to why he was in Wisconsin Rapids or the Port Edwards area from 2016 to 2022, the Wood County Sheriff's Department would like to know about it. You can contact them at 715-421-8700. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we will be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 68. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Broken glass.
Breaking glass. When you hear the sound of breaking glass, give us a call at 844-967-2789, and you are going to win a $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Now, and you get to spend that any little way you like.
It's amazing.
I know. It's pretty generous. It's pretty nice.
Speaking of that, the people who've won it, so generous.
Oh, we've had some wonderful folks talking about what they're going to do, and a lot of people were going to donate the money to causes that they believe in, including one of our callers from Waukesha was going to give it to a local LGBTQ organization. We're not going to make you defend or justify or explain what you're going to do with the money today because this is the last giveaway. So again, be sticking around for the last segment of this hour for your chance to pick up that $100 gift card courtesy of Auto Glass Plus. Speaking of our LGBTQ friends, members of the public weighed in yesterday on two bills that would affect transgender youth in Wisconsin. They held hearings on bills that would prevent trans athletes from competing in girls' sports and also prevent minors from receiving gender-affirming care. That is, intervention supporters argue can prevent irreparable harm. I don't understand why politicians believe they are in a better position to make a decision for someone else's child. I just don't get it.
It's an inconsistent message, too, because they're either wagging their finger saying the parents should be teaching the children or the parents should know what the children are learning in school as far as books and curriculum. And, oh my gosh, they're teaching five-year-old CRT. Did you know that? Critical race theory in kindergarten is one of the worst epidemics in this country. Parents should know. But the moment we have to talk about trans kids, no, parents don't know. No. We'll take care of this. We got this.
Yeah, we got this for you. We're going to make this decision for you because apparently as their parents, you are not qualified to know what's best for your child. Nice article in WPR this morning actually explaining what gender-affirming care means and the different steps that you go through because I do think people have this conception that a 9-year-old and her mother walk into a doctor's office and say, I want to be a boy. Let's do top surgery.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Not even the closest to closed.
No.
It's just, and honestly, Jane, that is the big problem is education. Making people understand what the process is for all of these hot button issues that the GOP banks on people not knowing enough about so they can start a kerfuffle and invent problems that do not exist.
Absolutely. Because again, the number of population of American transgender people is still very small. It's 0.5% of adults, 1.4% of youth from 13 to 17. Again, this is from WPR from this morning. And a recent study showed it is exceedingly rare for trans youth who transitioned as children to regret their choice down the road and then detransition.
Yeah. And what did Joe say yesterday with regard to that athlete that they were throwing the biggest fit over? She was like a backup catcher.
Oh yeah.
On a low-ranked college team, right?
Yes, it was a softball team, I think.
Yeah. We're not this they've blown it up to such a thing that they think that, like, oh my gosh, here come all these men becoming women and they want to wrestle our boys and we have to save them. Well, don't worry. The Wisconsin GOP is here with two things, no plan and disinformation.
For sure. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is this the role of our politicians to be making these decisions for other people's kids? And again, according to this article in WPR, gender-affirming care for young children may include visiting one of Wisconsin's two clinics dedicated to transgender youth, where doctors teach families about gender identity, connect them with resources, support groups, look at possible future treatments, and talk about how to support their child as they grow and continue exploring their identity, reading developmentally appropriate books discussing gender identity, social transition that can include changing the child's name, pronoun, haircut, or clothes, attending mental health counseling, and receiving support, affirmation, and love from parents, family, and peers as children grow and explore their identities. Again, this is a multi-step, multi-year process, and it's just not something that people are just jumping into.
I mean, that's the word care is in there.
Right.
I mean, it's caring for these children. It is looking after them and helping them. make the right decision.
Make a decision that's a really difficult decision. 844-967-2789. Joe from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Joe, I'm so sorry. Call back.
Oh, we just lost him.
I hit the wrong button. I am a terrible human.
Oh, you're not a terrible human. Dave from the Shaw. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Hey, first off, I want to say thanks for that gift card last week. You mentioned it earlier. It was donated to PFLAG here in Waukesha.
Thank you for reminding me. Yep.
They really, really appreciate it. To me, I know a couple of parents here in Waukesha that have transgender kids, and it's such a struggle that they feel like the world is against them in supporting their kid going through just an unbelievably difficult time trying to figure out what their identity is, who they are. I think anyone who's raised any kid knows, like, kids growing up, it's so difficult to parent them through identity stuff. And when it feels like a swath of our politicians are working against them, when it feels like politicized school boards are working against them, it makes life even more complicated and even more difficult. And, you know, there was even a decision yesterday here in Waukesha. One of the judges decided that the Kettle Moraine District was right, or it was wrong, in making sure that parents had to know what gender or pronouns that the kids are going by. The fact is that there are families out there that won't support their kid going through identity issues, struggling with their sex or sexuality or gender, and it outs them to unsupportive homes. And
yes,
it just feels like everything is working against them. And I just feel for those families. I think for the folks out there that have a heart for families like this, supporting organizations that are doing the work of supporting these families is really important, and advocating, whether at a school level, by elected leaders, whatever it might be. I know our representative here in Waukesha, Scott Allen, is completely homophobic and transgendered in his approach in Madison and the policies he advocates for. And it starts at the voter booth, and we just got to keep working.
Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Talking about a couple of bills that were held public hearings yesterday. People checking in on limiting care for transgender kids. 844-967-2789. Joe from Appleton. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for calling back. What do you think?
Take two.
Yeah.
I listened to some of the about an hour or so of the hearing on the K through 12 trans sports ban yesterday, and one thing that was brought up that, and I figured it was going to be low, that the WIAA said that there were at present they're aware of 6 trans athletes in the state of Wisconsin. Now,
six.
I don't know if that's all trans girls or if it includes trans boys as well, but we're making this ruckus and stigmatizing an entire swath of people over right now 6 athletes. It's really disgusting. They had this, and of course the supporters would say, well, hey, part of this bill is we're going to allow schools to create co-ed sports teams. Okay, so that's where the trans girls, oh, you want to play and you don't want to say you identify as a girl and you want to play with the girls. Well, you can't play on the girls team, but you play on the co-ed team. Kind of like, oh, hey, we're giving you your own water fountain. Just don't use this water fountain. We're giving you your own place to eat at the diner. You just can't sit up over here. And I'd have to wonder, okay, so you have, say there's a school with a trans athlete or perhaps two. There wouldn't be that many. Would they have enough interest to field a team? If they were to say, oh, you can join the co-ed team. Well, is there enough interest from the school at large to field a team? And even if there was, would there be enough interest in schools surrounding to field a league? So they say, oh, we're going to have the opportunity. That is, I mean, have they shown any evidence that it would be supported, that it, people have any interest in these co-ed teams? I mean, this is, again, just a way of creating what is the separate but equal system, which I dare say they long for.
I think you're right, Joe. Yeah, and again, it just goes back to, I'm always amazed that the so-called party of small government wants to get in your business where government does not belong.
No, it's not here. This is not a big deal. This is nothing that we need to have state legislation over at this at all. As I said, six athletes throughout the entire state, and they want to amplify it as if this coming monster coming over the hill, coming for your daughters, when it's not the case.
Right.
They're just, you know, trying to rile up the base, trying to point fingers at the other again. And, you know, young kids, they're going to suffer for it. The young and the most vulnerable, they're going to be the ones who suffer for it.
Yep. There's no question. Thank you so much for calling, Joe. 844-967-2789. Got just a couple of minutes left before we move on. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is just out of their playbook, though, because there's another thing they did. They made a kerfuffle over nothing, and now we have it throughout the state, which is voter ID. Yeah. It was not a problem.
It was never a problem. No, it was never a problem.
And they made it a huge scare tactic to get this to disenfranchise voters. This is GOP 101, especially in this state.
Well, and if you ever have an opportunity to watch The Problem with Jon Stewart, it's on Apple Plus. He did a wonderful segment with some parents of trans kids who talked about the difference they saw in their child when they started getting the care that they needed. And it will give you chills to hear from these parents who watch their child suffering and struggling and depressed. And then again, once they got on the right path, got some counseling, got some tools, they blossom into the people that they're meant to be.
Yep. And it's beautiful. And it'll make you cry every single time.
It absolutely will. Yeah. All right. Well, coming up, somebody's going to win some money.
What is that noise? Did you hear that?
Can I hear it?
Oh, whoa.
Oh, that sounded.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's breaking glass.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It's everywhere.
I hope you have your shoes on. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's all with you. I'd go to hell and back if I could go there with you.
Save 11% on your next exterior project at Menards. Keep your home looking clean and beautiful with Dutch Boy paints. DuraClean paint provides a weather-resistant coating with crack and fade resistance. Get a gallon starting at $32.89 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Save big money
at Menards. The Arts Council presents Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. Live at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, October 12th. She said, hey, Bossanova, baby, keep on working, for there's ain't no time to quit. Get your tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience, October 12th. Spider-Man. The Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
and a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and
101. Wisconsin, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. 844-967-2789. Right now, someone is going to win $100 courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is money you can spend on anything you like. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today to get all of the details, and you may say thank you too,
yeah,
for them being so generous,
and,
and because you don't have to spend it with them. This is a $100 gift card that you get to spend any way that you like. Right now, he was the first one in. Bob, good morning, Bob.
Hello.
Good morning. How are
you? I'm emotional. The topic you were covering is totally spot on for this contribution. I've got a daughter, granddaughter, and a beautiful lady that is transitioning, going through the hormones and all that. And financially, it's brutal. And she endured 6 suicide attempts the last time they found her in the river here in the Rapids. And darn it.
You okay, Bob?
She needs this. I'm struggling. I'm sorry.
That, don't be sorry.
She needs. He is beautiful, artistic, wonderful voice, just heart of gold. Anyone deserves. She does. He does. I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Obviously, you love this person very, very much. We can all feel it, and that's wonderful. And so you've got that $100 gift card from Auto Glass Plus, and you can do with it whatever you want. And as we were saying, Bob, this is a long process. It's not something that's undertaken lightly. It's not something that is gone into, you know, on a Tuesday you go in and on Friday you come out and you're a different person. That's not how it works.
This has been a very arduous, very painful process. It tore a family apart. I've stuck with her, and I can't. I'm not here to slam my daughter and my son-in-law and all this and that. It's been hell on wheels, and she's going to rise above. He is. I keep saying she.
You're learning, Bob. It's okay.
Rise above,
Bob. You are learning, and that's the beautiful thing. You are learning and accepting. That is the first and best steps you're doing. You're doing great.
And so is Nico. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Really, you know, it's very, very tough because of the community, particularly where we're at. They just don't understand, and financially, it's really brutal. It's a hard way to start life.
Well, and it's easy, right, Bob? It's easy to be afraid of something that you don't understand. That's what
they don't.
Yeah, and if you're not going to take the time to educate yourself about it, or to talk to someone who's been through it, or someone like you who loves someone who has gone through a transition, it's easy to be afraid. And unfortunately, that is the goal, I think, for some people in certain public office, is to make us afraid.
In real life, ignorance is bliss. In this particular scenario, and not just my grandchild, it's throughout this the whole community. It's brutal. It's not, you know, tra-la-la, I don't understand you, so, you know, let's just have a kumbaya moment. No, they're unfortunately very brutal, and it's so disheartening. You want to be their shield, but unfortunately, or perhaps maybe, like the song named Sue or boy named Sue, you got to break your way through it and be who you are and tough it out and show your mettle, and you're better than them because of that, you know. And that's really where this is going. It's just very painful to watch.
Well, Bob, I'm going to say this right now. What you are doing, what you are telling us, is you are an example. You are inspiring to other people, especially grandparents who don't know everything about this. But at the end of the day, you just love your grandkid.
Yep.
You love your grandkid. You want the best for them. And that's what you're doing right now. And that's important. And your grandson will be able to go to you when they just need a hug or just need to be protected, and you're going to be there for them. And that's amazing.
That's
and
huge.
You are a fantastic person, Bob.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm building an art studio downstairs specifically for nurturing grandchildren, and with Nico kind of as one of the coaches for the Wee Folken.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. That is just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you hang on, Bob. Don't hang up. We're going to get all your information and make sure that you get that $100 gift card, courtesy again of Auto Glass Plus. Thank you so much to them. Thank you so much to you, Bob.
Thank you, and thank them tremendously.
Absolutely. Yes.
Tremendously.
And honestly, thank Bob, thank you for sharing this. It's so important. It's so valuable. This is how we learn. This is the whole point of civic media, right, Greg?
Absolutely. I mean, Bob, you're gonna run into people who are gonna disagree with you and disagree with you disagreeably, but I have no doubt that you're gonna stand tall and be a real ally and a real good person and a real. You're great. That's what I'm trying to say. You're great, Bob. That's what I'm saying.
Taking a long time to say that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Bob, don't go away. We're going to put you on hold right now. Coming up.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And again, thank you so much for sharing that. You're going to get us all verklempt. And
I'm feeling feelings.
I know I'm feeling feelings. And I think there are many more of us than there are of the haters. I really do believe that.
I want to believe that, too.
I do.
Yep.
I believe that. Okay, coming up after the news, which is heading our way, we are going to be talking to your good friend.
Yeah.
J. Tyler Menz.
That's right.
He is a stay-at-home dad, and
he stays at home. He stands up.
And he takes care of his own children. It's amazing. We would love to hear from you. If you have ever been a stay-at-home dad, what was your experience? What tips can you give for other men who might be listening? That's all coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.